several Wisconsin school districts are trying a new method of evaluating what students learn. It's called standards-based grading, and it's different than the typical A through F grading system people may be used to. Advocates believe the new approach will replace the old system. But as WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains, in order for the practice to catch on, it will take a mindset shift from both parents and educators.
At first, when you step into David Venney's room at Racine Case High School, it looks like any other public school science class. Today, Mr. Venney explains a lab to his students.
What I was going to have you guys do is do a small brain break that I promise will apply.
As is typical of most classes, Venney's kids take notes, do practice problems, and experiments. Today, they're making hovercrafts, newfangled paper airplanes to explore the concept of friction.
To make it fly, you just tilt your cardboard slightly down at an angle and you walk in front of it. And you can just kind of keep it going.
There you go. What's
different about Mr. Venney's class is that at the end of every period, these students take a quiz. It counts toward their grade, yes. But more importantly, it helps the teacher identify what the students understood from his lesson and what he may need to go back over next class period.
In years past, we kind of just hope for the best that they understood the material and we just keep moving on. So it has actually caused me to slow down a little bit in certain areas.
The way Mr. Venney is gauging student growth is part of a new method called standards-based grading. It's a way of measuring how students are progressing toward mastery of certain skills. Which skills are measured depends on what academic standards the school follows, which benchmarks they've set for students to reach by the time they leave high school. How standards-based grading works may look different in different schools, even classroom to classroom in the same building. Whereas Mr. Venney uses quizzes at Racine Case, some teachers might evaluate kids through projects or writing assignments.
It's really a whole new way of thinking about how we communicate students' status.
Lisa Westman is an educational consultant based across Wisconsin and Illinois. She works to help educators understand and implement standards-based grading. She says there are two key differences between this new approach and how students have traditionally been evaluated. Number one, pacing.
So rather than everybody meeting a certain criteria by a date, like spelling test on Friday, students have more flexibility in their pace so they can master things more quickly. Or it may take them longer, and then a teacher will account for that.
And number two, how what students are learning is communicated. It's not just pass-fail. Standards-based grading is all about progression. So, teachers often keep a 10 to 15 page record for all students, listing each benchmark they're taught and words like meets or exceeds to describe whether students have grasped each concept. Westman says this is the challenge in getting people to adopt standards-based grading. It confuses some parents and students who are used to seeing a single letter grade on report cards.
So a report card is analogous to a bank statement. Gone are the days for most people that bank statement comes and you sit down with a checkbook and you reconcile it. It's more of a running record and you're constantly tracking where you're at. It's the same thing with grading.
Parents also may have a hard time understanding how a standards-based report card replaces a GPA and how it will work for college acceptance. Science teacher David Venney says he hopes more people begin to understand the shift to the new grading method. He says its benefits are countless. He's seeing them already in his classroom.
I think it'll actually cause good teaching to occur. Activities that I may have done before, I really have to ask myself, is that aligning to a specific standard or is it something I've always just done? It's a win, I think, for everyone. It'll just be a little bit of a mind shift because it's new.
Racine Unified is one of a handful of districts in southeastern Wisconsin shifting to standards-based grading, including Milwaukee and Greendale Public Schools. Over the last 5 to 10 years, it's caught on around the country, too. And experts say if more school systems join the phenomenon, colleges will get on board, and standards-based learning could be the movement that makes letter grades a thing of the past. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.